I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way, way up, way up, way up. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark, ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
With so much negativity being yielded at the youth of our nation, it seems hard to find any signs of a bright future. Coming from a legendary past, the new generation of Bahamians seek to take this nation to heights it's never seen. That's where the youth perspective comes in. We seek to display tomorrow's leaders in every facet of society. Each show will focus on today's pace setters, trendsetters, movers and shakers, and the next generation of great, impactful Bahamians. We seek to uplift, motivate, and encourage our listeners. Tune in as we address issues of importance with wisdom and intelligence, all from the youth perspective. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being a part of the Youth Perspective with yours truly, Cashing and Jamal. It is a pleasure to be with you each and every Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. The Youth Perspective. We shine the light on the youth of our nation, ladies and gentlemen. And you're listening to us on AM 1540, 104.5 FM, the National Voice of the Bahamas, and Inspiration 107.9 FM, ladies and gentlemen. And this edition of The Youth Perspective is a special one. We are talking climate, ladies and gentlemen. And so it's always great when we get to have these conversations that's going to be able to propel our nation forward and to be able to enlighten you in some ways that you might not have known. And so this evening we'll be speaking about the Youth Climate Ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen. And joining us, we have Mr. Charles Hamilton. He is a climate change advisor. And Mr. Stephen Hunter, who is the Youth Climate Ambassador 2023 to 2024. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening. Good evening.
Doing wonderful.
It is.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you both on the Youth Perspective, and we look forward to having you back on the Youth Perspective when we do this again next year.
Absolutely.
And so for those listening in, they might have not known about the Youth Climate Ambassador program. Tell us a little bit about it and what it's all about.
Sure. So the Youth Climate Ambassador Program is an initiative by the government of the Bahamas to ensure that more of our young people have the experience of being exposed to climate diplomacy. So being exposed to the topic of climate change, how does it impact us nationally? How does it impact regionally? And how can we advocate for ourselves internationally? This is the third iteration of the program. We've had two sets of ambassadors who have done a fantastic job representing and supporting youth and representing our country in a variety of climate fora, and also engaging locally with young persons to ensure that the issue of climate change isn't something that's just something that's stuck at the national policy level, but is being driven and is being pushed by youth perspectives. So for those who are aware of wanting to be a part of this program, you need to just be between the ages of 18 to 25. You're a Bahamian. You have any interest in the issue of climate change. You don't need to be a climate change expert at all, because climate change impacts every aspect of society. You can find that application on the Office of the Prime Minister's Facebook page or on the Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit Facebook page, and it's a two-step process. You click on the page, you find the application, you fill out the application, and there are three other items that you must email to the Office of the Prime Minister in order to complete that process, and that would be your CV or your resume. That would be a response to an essay question, and your references. And essentially, this is open until March 6th, and persons will know that there's going to be a diverse panel that will be choosing these persons. And I think that it's an opportunity that's unique, especially when we think about when people think about young people today, they think about negative news. They think about what's going on in our communities. And yes, that's one part of society, but we have young people who are going out and doing amazing things and are rubbing shoulders with some of the leaders of our world and telling them that it's important that this climate change issue is addressed for not just our current situation, but for our future. I think that, you know, Stephen, he can probably add a bit more around mm-hmm. how that experience has been and some of the duties and initiatives that he's managed to do during this time with his colleague, Ambassador Ashanti Williams.
Now, before we go to Stephen, I definitely want to highlight that this is a thrust by the nation's leader, Prime Minister Philip Davis, really focusing on climate change. So is this something that really started from him when he came into office?
Yes, yes, absolutely. When the Prime Minister came into office, he had about 2 months to prepare for COP26 in Glasgow.
Wow.
And he went to that UN climate meeting, and he really made a big splash. And people really saw that the Bahamas was back to engage on the climate change stage. But one thing that he and the technical team that went saw was a lack of young people from our region and almost no one from our country being present at these talks that will not just impact the present generation, but future generations as well.
Right.
And so that's why he thought it was important that we put in a youth empowerment program that would encourage and get our young people adapt and aware of the diplomacy speak and just getting in the space. You can't learn about this thing unless you're there.
Right.
And so between this youth ambassador program, a national youth climate conference, and other climate and youth initiatives, this has been because the Prime Minister thought it was important that we get our young people involved. They cannot be on the sidelines. This is their future we're talking about.
Well, let's go. Let's go. Let's talk to the one and only Mr. Stephen Hunt. He's going to let us know his experience as the, I don't know if it's reigning, but as the present Youth Climate Ambassador 2023-2024. Tell me about, well, before we get into that, tell me about yourself. How did you get into this? Were you always interested in this?
Well, good evening again. Mm-hmm. Climate change has always been an issue that was near and dear to my heart. I've always had an interest in the environment from I was at a very young age, and I always wanted to make an impact on the world stage. By profession, I'm a meteorologist, so I took a different route in terms of getting involved in the climate sphere, and that's mainly because of my interest at the time. I was interested in subjects that, you know, like math and physics, and basically I tried to find a way to encompass all of those interests while still, you know, being involved in my love of the environment. So that's why I'm a meteorologist today. Mm. And when I saw the program, you know, I had my doubts of applying, but one of my friends, my really good friends, encouraged me to apply, and I got the position.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been a really great experience, and I just would like to formally thank the Davis Cooper administration for, again, implementing this program, because otherwise, I don't think I would have been in this position, you know, being able to make such a spark in our society, especially among our young people, in terms of public awareness and public education as it relates to the climate crisis, especially in the Bahamas as a small island developing state. We are on the front lines, and we are often faced with the, you know, the greatest impacts of climate change, although we contribute the least to climate change. So, again, I just want to formally thank this administration for implementing this this initiative, and I would hope to see it continue. And I invite young persons, again, between the age of 18 to 25 to definitely apply to this wonderful program.
Now, I think Mr. Hamilton alluded to it, but for young persons listening in, right, they're listening in from the family island, they're in their home, they're on the road, whatever they're doing right now, they're listening to you right now. Why should they be interested or even aware of climate change? Like, what's the big deal? I know a lot of them probably saying right at this time.
Right, exactly. And I actually had an opportunity to talk specifically about this issue of why should you care about climate change. Well, firstly, as young people, we are going to be disproportionately impacted by climate change. We are going to be the generation down the line 10, 20, 30 years from now, who will deal with the impacts of climate change. I mean, we are already seeing it. 2019, with Hurricane Dorian, was a perfect example of what climate change can do. And if we continue on this trajectory as a global community, if we don't reduce our carbon emissions and implement the necessary strategies to adapt to the climate crisis, we won't have a future. We won't have a culture, a heritage to live for. Mm-hmm. So that's just one reason, right? We have to fight for our future. Secondly, I think this program, it provides so many opportunities for you to expand your personal and professional networks. Before I was an ambassador, I didn't have all of these different, I would say, colleagues and associates, you know, from all around, not only around the region or in the mm-hmm. Caribbean, but internationally. I've met people from, well, you know, obviously I went to Dubai mm-hmm. in December.
I didn't know that.
Right. So I traveled with the Bahamas delegation just last month to go to Dubai for COP28, which was a really exciting experience. Actually, this year it was going to be in an Eastern European country. I think it's Azerbaijan. Right, mm-hmm. right. So that's COP29. So these set of ambassadors will be attending COP29, among other conferences. So within this program, outside of COP, there are often climate summits, forums, and dialogues that occur, you know, over the course of the year. And as a youth climate ambassador, you're expected to attend these events and represent the Bahamas to highlight the unique challenges that we face as a country. Because sometimes, I just don't want people to overlook this. In the climate change space, the Bahamas is often seen as, you know, a wealthy nation based on our GDP.
Right.
But what is often not taken into account is when we are disproportionately impacted by the climate crisis. For example, again, Hurricane Dorian, that causes $3.4 billion in damages. That takes a direct hit to our GDP and our national debt. Mm-hmm. So when we would have had money to do other things within our economy, we now have to go rebuild. Mm-hmm. And when we have to borrow from the IMF or the World Bank, you know, when we have to borrow this money, this is at a high interest rate.
Right.
So we don't really receive that concessional funding that other countries would get because of our GDP. Mm-hmm. So when we get in these public forums and these dialogues, we often try to highlight the need for a different metric to be looked at when you talk about which countries are eligible for climate funding. Mm-hmm. And that's something our Prime Minister has continued to speak about and push when he gets to these international conferences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say you're a young person and you're wondering, why is climate change important for me? Do you have a family member that does any work outside? Hmm. Have you noticed our summers have been getting hotter?
Yes.
What does that mean for your family member who now can't handle the heat or has a heat stroke? And now you're down a parent, a family member, someone you love who you now need to take care of. That's additional stress to you and your family. What about a hurricane comes through? You lose your home, you lose lives, you lose culture. What does that mean? These things that can't have a monetary cost applied to them. What about new diseases? Mm-hmm. These mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes, them are picking you up and trying to fly off away with you. Mm-hmm. And they're staying around for a longer period of time. We see that, what is it? It's a dengue that's been like really, really spreading and staying around longer. Why is it happening now? This is supposed to be the down season for mosquitoes, right? But it's because it's staying wetter and the temperature is remaining at a rate that encourages mosquitoes to breed and spread diseases. Right. These are things that are impacting you now. When we're talking about down the road, what about getting insurance? If a country keeps getting hit by hurricanes, we may not be able to get insurance. Or your insurance rate going to be higher?
Higher, yeah.
What about land? You have some land now that your Grammy leave you, that your other family member left. Is it going to be there 20 years from now if the sea is coming in? I know this sounds scary, right? But like, we are trying to be real because we want to prepare young people for what the future could be.
Yeah.
But if you're going on the front line talking to people, oftentimes the only voices that these persons who make decisions will hear are young people from our region and us. That's why we go to all these meetings. People may think the meetings don't do anything. No, they do, because they shape agendas and how particular narratives and positions will be taken by large institutions that either will provide money, provide support, or any type of initiatives for our country.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're a young person, care about climate change. It's about your future. And you'll be surprised if you may end up meeting and having job opportunities. So maybe I'll like loop back again.
Yeah, we will.
You want to apply? You want to be a climate youth ambassador? You want an opportunity to attend these climate change meetings with the government, with the prime minister? You want to be able to do a project in your community? You want to be able to have a platform to express your passion for this area? You don't know about climate change at all, but you just know that it's too hot. I don't know what's happening in my island, and I want to do something to help. This is an opportunity for you to apply, especially young boys and men. Get in this field. I have great respect for the women who I work with in this field, but it's predominantly women who work in the climate and environmental space. And I don't know if it's because young boys and men don't see how they can make money or how they can make an impact or expand their network, but you can.
Right.
And because you are often the least represented group at meetings, you are more likely to be called on for things at meetings if you put initiative in. So go on the Office of the Prime Minister or the Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit Facebook page, click on the application, fill it out tonight, start it tonight.
Definitely.
And then work on your essay, work on your resume, work on those references, and email that to us before March 6th. There is still time, but there ain't plenty time.
No, not plenty time. And I think, you know, when we talk about young persons making the impact, right? Young persons being able to make significant change. You're looking for a way to do that. Like you said, you've been thinking about your community. You've been thinking about your settlement. You've been thinking about your key. This is the opportunity for you to be able to bring awareness to what's happening. And also, you could be able to, like you said, network, be able to travel. There's a lot of things that's going to happen as an offshoot of this opportunity. It comes around once a year.
Well, I just want to allude to something Charles said. Again, to apply for this climate ambassadorship, you don't need to be an environmentalist or, again, an expert on climate change because, again, my background is in meteorology,
right?
And I've learned a lot within this program about diplomacy, advocacy, and a lot of things in the climate change space. So, again, if you have a passion for it, if you have a passion for the environment, if you have a passion for your community, if you want to make an impact in the climate change space, this is definitely the program for you. So again, I encourage you to go and apply. There are lots of travel opportunities. Just in October, we went to the Regional Conference of Youth, which took place in Bridgetown, Barbados, which is someplace I'm not a stranger of. That's where I did my undergraduate degree. So there are various opportunities. There's an opportunity right now. There's a climate justice camp that's going to take place in March. In St. Martin. So again, that's a fully funded opportunity. These are the opportunities that you are exposed to within this program. So if you don't want to just do it, for the, sake of saving the world or saving the environment, it's a really good opportunity to, again, travel, expand your personal and professional network. So,
And persons can apply from anywhere in the Bahamas, correct?
From anywhere in the Bahamas, no matter whether you're in New Providence or you're in Inagua, we are especially looking for people from the Family Islands. Let me tell you this. Our climate youth ambassadors, when they saw opportunities to engage in meetings, and they put together a proposal, right? Because it's not just you go in to the meeting. What do you plan to do? The Bahamas government funded it. Right? And we said, okay, it looks like you have a good plan on how you're going to engage. Go there, implement it, bring back some information on how more young people can be involved in this space. And so if you live on a family island, the same thing will happen for you. You will find an opportunity that you want to engage in as a youth ambassador. We will bring you in. You will go to wherever you need to go. Meetings can be held virtually as well. If we need to talk, not every single thing might involve a flight, but this is not just NASA-centric.
No, at all.
Now,
we're getting close to the end of the show, but before we get into your final comments, and then we're going to let you give us all the information once again, What encouragement could you give to other young persons who would like to get into climate, who like to get into meteorology, get into the sciences? We have a lot of shows where we deal on the subject of STEM, helping young women get into the STEM fields and young men as well. And so what encouragement would you give for the young persons out there listening?
Well, before I answer that question, I just want to piggyback off something Charles said before I forgot. This ambassadorship, it's not just a title. Mm-hmm. There was a cabinet paper actually passed for this ambassadorship. Mm-hmm. We, Ashanti Russell and I, who was the female ambassador, we actually received diplomatic passports.
What?
Right? We have diplomatic passports. So this is a legitimate ambassadorship position.
Yeah.
All right? And just want people to know that. It's not just another title. But what I would say to encourage persons interested in getting into this field, the STEM field, we've often seen, those areas like law and you know, medicine, they are becoming increasingly saturated. STEM is definitely the way that the world is going. We need persons in the sciences because those are the persons who are going to solve problems some of the most difficult problems in the world. Mm-hmm. And climate crisis is one of them. Food security is another. So we definitely need more persons in the science field. And you might run away from the sciences and say it's difficult, you know, you don't want to do math, you don't do science, but trust me, again, if you have a passion for something, you will be successful in it.
Agreed.
All right?
Agreed.
So I believe that sciences, I mean, I have a background in sciences as well. Mm-hmm. But I also realized that when you go to these events, you realize that there's a space for everybody. So mm-hmm. for example, you're into history. Mm-hmm. There's history and climate change, right? What's the history and storytelling behind the impacts of climate change? You're an artist. There's a lot of art and climate work being done in order to showcase how is the climate crisis impacting your community and people around you. Mm-hmm. I've seen where persons who are interested in music, they've done music and storytelling around the climate crisis. I've seen persons who are into law and they are like, okay, I don't know about the science part of this, but I know how to argue something, right?
Right.
Right. Around this particular issue. Mm-hmm. Whatever field you can think of, name something for me, and I'm sure that you can say it. You can be a Fisher person out there, and you'll be like, okay, yeah, yes, because you are the best person. You sit on the front line. You're a community person. You see it happening every single day, and you can come into a room and say, I don't really know how y'all people talk about negotiations, but this is what I see in my community.
Right.
And that's often hits harder than somebody with the highfalutin words coming out and sounding nice and fancy. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is you're interested in, you can make a connection to climate change. Just find a way to look up.
Find your niche.
Whatever it is you are interested in, look it up. You will find a climate connection to it. And that will help with your application, which you can find on the Office of the Prime Minister's or the Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit Facebook page. You have until March 6th to fill out the application. You need to be between the ages of 18 to 25, a Bahamian who is just interested and passionate in representing our country. It happens to be in the climate space. You also need to email your CV or resume, a response to an essay question that's on the application and your references. All of this is on there. So don't just fill out the application. Click yes, that I get emailed it, and don't email it.
Right. Make sure
you
do it.
Make sure you do that. Make sure you do it ahead of time and have somebody proofread your stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And Charles, I think you want to, you know, before we go, tell them a little bit about the support system that exists for the ambassadors. So we don't just do it ourselves. The persons at the Office of the Prime Minister and the Climate Change Environmental Advisory Unit, they have been an integral part of this process. They have been with us every step of the way in terms of planning projects, workshops, initiatives, whatever it is. And in addition to that, we actually have a Youth Climate Environmental Committee that is comprised of six persons that represent islands in the north all the way to the south. So we have representatives from just about every island in terms of centricity. So we have a New Providence representative, we have an Andros Island representative, we have someone from Miguana, Inagua, Long Island, Eleuthera as well. Mm-hmm. So again, even if you're not selected to be an ambassador, mm-hmm. you do have an opportunity to still sit on this committee that really will nice. Make an impact in terms of what the ambassadors do.
Yes.
So,
yeah. All right. And so, go, talk about the support, and then we'll get your closing comments.
No problem. So, yes, absolutely. The team at OPM is here to support our young people, the ambassadors, those who sit on the National Climate Change Committee, the Youth Climate and Environmental Committee. And one of the things that we definitely want to encourage persons is that this year, I think it'll be July 2nd through 5th, we will be having a series of conferences, a Youth Sustainable Development Conference, which is for the first time, and then a national, a Bahamas Youth Climate Change Conference. Wow. And we try to pull persons from the Family Island and from New Providence to come together to talk about these same issues and expose them here at home to the challenges. So believe me, there's opportunities to support the ambassadors. If you apply, sometimes you see people get pulled out of there, out of the applicant pool to sit on these environmental committees, and you can be someone that's changing our country and our world. So if you have any questions, do not hesitate to go on the OPM Facebook page, Office of the Prime Minister Facebook page, the Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit Facebook page, or just call OPM and ask for the Climate Change Unit. I think the number is 702-5500. Ask to be transferred to the Climate Change Unit, and we will be ready to answer your questions.
All right, Mr. Hunter, let me get your closing comments.
Well, once again, really grateful for this opportunity, for being the Youth Climate Ambassador for 2023-2024. This is definitely not the end of my term in the climate space. I still plan to be very much active. And to those persons who are thinking about applying, definitely feel free to reach out to any one of us, me or Shante, to assist you in terms of, you know, getting your feet wet with becoming an ambassador. Any questions you have, any way we can support you guys, we are more than happy to do so. So again, I just want to encourage anyone who's thinking about applying between the ages of 18 and 25, this is definitely the program for you.
And how can they find you on social media?
So it's best to find me on LinkedIn. It's my name, Stephen Hunter, so that's Stephen with a PH, Youth Climate Ambassador.
Okay. Mr. Hamilton.
All right, and if you can't find us on Facebook, or you can't go on, find us on LinkedIn, or you can't call us, you can email youthclimatecompetition@bahamas.gov.bs. And we have persons who are monitoring that. I'm also on LinkedIn and Charles Hamilton. But definitely feel free to give a call. I do really well with calls. And I'd just like to say, Bahamians, the platform's being made for you, young people. Just take advantage of it. It's not going to be handed on a silver platter, but you've got to reach out and grab it, and you might be someone who is walking in the halls with kings, changing how this world acts. And I'm looking forward to working with whoever will be the next Youth Climate Ambassadors to help them and support them in their goals and passions.
Right. And I think one last thing we could say, sure. Charles, because I could see people thinking, well, I don't think I have time to be an ambassador. You know, I may be in school right now. I may be in university. Mm-hmm. You could probably say a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You can be in school. Mm-hmm. That's why it's targeted towards this age. All of our ambassadors have been either, all of them have been in university or just graduating university.
Even universities outside the country.
Wow. Right. And having jobs and whatnot. Right. We figure out a way to work around your schedule. There are things that you need to support, such as the National Youth Climate Conference and attending COP. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, the other things are up to you to take advantage of.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Mr. Charles Hamilton. He's the Climate Change Advisor. And Mr. Stephen Hunter, Youth Climate Ambassador 2023. And 2024. And just give a shout out to the female youth ambassador.
Yes, that's Ashanti Russell.
Ashanti Russell, okay. Ashanti, yes. Yeah, yeah. Which island is she from? She's from Nassau?
Yeah, she's from Nassau.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Youth Perspective, we were speaking about the Youth Climate Ambassador Program. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you still have time to register. Make sure to go to the Office of the Prime Minister's Facebook page. You can find out more information. The deadline is March 6th, ladies and gentlemen. So we give you a whole lot of time, but not that much time. And so make sure, go on the website. Right now, go there right now, sign up and be a part of it, because you don't want to miss this opportunity. We thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us, and we look forward to doing this again real soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for locking it in each and every Saturday to the Youth Perspective, where we shine the light on the youth of our nation. We'll see you on the next one. It's yours truly, Cashing and Jamal. Good evening.
I'm trying to be great, and I'm on my way. It's never too late, and I'm on my way.
I'ma leave my mark. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go. Ready, set, go.
I hope you enjoyed another edition of The Youth Perspective. Stay tuned for more interviews, more in-depth conversation, great music, as we seek to encourage, empower, impact, and uplift our youth of this nation. Here on The Youth Perspective, we'll see you next time right here on The Youth Perspective with Cashing and Jamal.